How's it going, everybody? It's Woody, and it is December 14th, and I am getting ready to release 35 Volume 3. I can't believe this is like more than my halfway point, so I'm super stoked. These are audios 15 through 21 of what I've released so far, and this one's gonna be weird. This might be the longest, well, it's certainly the longest for GWA collaboration or compilation, I should say, that I've produced, but a big chunk of it is in the last two parts of the audio. So we'll get to that. Please stick around if you want to hear more about why I decided to torture myself during a football game. But here's seven more audios, and we're going to start with Escape Clause, which is holiday themed, and there's a secret. I don't know what the word is, like a secret kind of like second story going on. So it's presented as if I'm writing a letter to a loved one or somebody that, I care for, somebody that I've been having an affair with. And it's kind of framed in such a way that like there's a little bit of fantasy, but there's also the reality of, it's been years and years since this situation's been made. But once you start putting together some of the pieces of who he's seeing and who she's cheating with, or it makes me laugh because it's like if you don't know the first time, you're like, okay, well, this is just somebody talking to, writing a letter or whatever. But once you get to that last line, I get like really thrilled because I wanted to write it in such a way where I wasn't like completely obvious over who he was writing it to or for, or trying to avoid. I'm not a big believer in real life cheating, so like I don't really, I don't know what the word is. I think I'm probably more conservative when it comes to those kinds of values. But the good news is this came out really well, and I wanted to add an element of, something that we maybe all do this time, which are write like our family letters to be like, here's what my year was like, here's how everything's gone this year. In this case, I'm writing to, again, the person I'm having the affair with, so it's got a little bit of a different flavor. It's not particularly dirty. There's like fantasy side of things, but I really appreciated the opportunity to write something that wasn't just straight like romantic, basically. So it was a little bit darker for me. Not super dark, but dark enough to where I could use a couple of key swears. So, the only collaboration that I have with my voice is in Hilo, and that is with the 20 and 4 Hours. So, if you're listening 20 and 4 Hours, thank you so much for collabing with me. Basically, the concept of this was I had heard her voice before, and I was kind of like, you think about the descriptors or the characteristics of that voice and what your voice goes well with. So I was trying to think of a situation that we would mesh well together. And so something obviously involving sleeping and waking up, that was the key. But from there it was taking the device or the, I don't know, not the kink, but the object that you were basically using to get to your point. So gave me an opportunity to do like hand and foot jobs, which are always fun, but it's mutual, and also the dimensional stuff. So in the room, I really appreciated having that room ambiance available as well. So this collaboration actually came together really quickly. It was one of the quickest ones I've ever produced because 20 and 4 Hours had her lines, I'm not kidding, like perfectly synced pretty much with my performance. And you record separately, so we're not obviously in the same room together, we're not recording at the same exact time. And she had told me that she didn't record listening to my audio, so we weren't performing to each other. Like I recorded first and she recorded after. But it's always interesting when that kind of karmic like drop-in happens. You play off of each other's lines so kind of perfectly and karmically. So I really appreciated that. And I know the situation, the description is really, again, my alley, but I really appreciated the opportunity to collaborate. So thank you very much, 20 and 4 hours. It was fun. And that's Hilo. Restoring Your Warmth is actually one I cross-posted to audio contests. And this was actually their Secret Santa contest or participation where they matched you up with somebody. And I got matched with Miss Glitchy. So Miss Glitchy and I have actually worked together before. She and I she very graciously let me sample her voice for the very first series of TuneX music that I made for GWA. That was actually right when I joined, so 6 7 months ago at least. But that was very fun. And when you match, you try to grab the they call it kinks, but I like the word preferences and stuff, things that you prefer to hear in an audio. So I found a few of those, and I was like, whoa, this meshes with me. I could write something like this for her, and I could make it like really strong production, just kind of like I would. So it's very cuddly, it's very cozy and romantic, but more importantly, like I wanted to dimensionalize what had happened with a fantasy type situation. So this prince basically finds this woman and rescues her from the side of like a snowy area. And it goes from there to where like there's some elements of like regular wilderness, like covering up with a bear pelt or like silly, I say silly, but like scenarios that like maybe don't relate to real life. The biggest one, of course, is the fact that I do not have glowy saliva. So if we were to ever kiss, it wouldn't be like glowing all over your lips or your body or anything like that. Also, that implies that I'm very drooly, which I don't know if I'm drooly or not, but I do know that I feel like I'm a good kisser. So it's easy for me to like play to that good kissing. So, interestingly enough, the only one I didn't record, well, actually, I should say the only one that I scripted but didn't record at the mixer was Hilo. This one I also recorded at the mixer. So recently I got a new microphone, kind of a little bit in celebration of 35, but more importantly, like, I wanted to get something that was like better quality that I had before. I have a condenser mic before, but this one's a little bit better quality. You can actually hear the warmth in my voice, but whispering and trying to dimensionalize that as well was kind of key. So I hope it did well. I know we got to the kissing. I think it ends with me kissing Miss Glacialia's lips, basically. And I was thinking like, well, I could have gone further, but I thought it was more appropriate if I just kind of kept it. And it's soft and sweet and romantic. So hopefully you like it. There's a little bit of dirty in there. So, Sucker Punch Chapter 3, Nancy Nottingham, and this is a collaboration with Cuckoo Bananas. She plays the voice of Nancy Nottingham, and Nancy's throwing a party, and she has really awesome party stuff. She makes like this really cool like killer what the dealio cucumber dill dip. I was just being silly. I don't know. But this is part of I wrote it a little bit in the production notes, but I'm excited about how Sucker Punch is unfolding to people who don't know how the story's going to go. Because in essence, this is the second of five squash packets that gets released into the wild. And I know that if you've stuck around with the story for so long, you know that my narrator voice isn't the strongest, but the characterization that, Throwaway Asphyxia and Lola and now Cuckoo have given to their characters really makes me feel like I'm in the fairy tale. And I know that there's obviously, things happening in the background, and there you have to face the fantasy or reality that a little squid is down there doing his thing. With this one, it was a little bit trickier because I had to add the grow shrink element, which was a side effect of the soda that she'd used. So she used like carbonated water or whatever. So and people do this. I grew up on regular Kool-Aid, so I don't know for sure, but people add, fizzy water to their Kool-Aid mix to make it like bubblier. But it just so happened that the plungy basically was like affected by it. So it actually grew, and to the point that, spoiler alert, it exploded. So that was a little fun, like, sound effect that I had to do. I also added kind of subtle, maybe it's a little bit louder in this one, but if you guys and girls listen to that and let me know if it was too aggressive, the gross shrink sound effects, the air inflating and deflating inside. I wanted to add sound effects to kind of heighten the intensity of what was happening in the background. The narration, certainly, I think for this one, is the strongest in terms of storytelling. We do have three parts to go, and I'm excited to hear the rest for you guys to hear the rest of the parts. In fact, I'm getting ready to jump into editing the sixth and final part. So if you are aware, I'm working ahead, so I have more than the 21 I've released ahead. Most of the time, when you release these things, you just do it kind of like onesie twosie. Some people have a stockpile. My preference is to release them a big chunk at a time. So that was kind of my theory on why I did that. So chapter 4 is next for Sucker Punch. Then after chapter 4, we've got two chapters in the last volume of 35, 5 and 6. So stick around for that as well. Tune X for this week is Returner by, it's got the performer Miss Sweetie in it. And, Miss Sweetie, first off, thank you for letting me use your voice. It was wonderful to like work with. I know, the way that I heard it initially was like an island or like some sort of not tropical, but very, spacious sounding, dimensional sunset on a beach type memory. And what it eventually evolved into is something a little bit more, I don't know what the word is. It's almost like nostalgic of sorts. Like it's very warm and positive and nostalgic. And I think that lends itself to the fact that I'm a sample-based musician. So, being able to work with samples and going back to the sources that you've used definitely helps, which is funny because like I am using all new instruments. I have a ukulele, which I didn't have like 3 months ago, and I'm obviously not playing it like ukulele. I'm playing it like a guitar because that's how I know how to play stringed instruments, I guess. But then like the synthesizer, like I'm using pretty much all new instruments. There's only a couple of elements that are in there in terms of familiarity. One other thing that I mention, and I'm not really talking about Miss Sweetie, because I think that her influence over the track is kind of how the slow burn of it, or like kind of the lingering sunshine, I guess, of the track is the prevalence of bass in music. So when you think about listening to things like TuneX, you have a very, I don't know, in terms of frequency, like it hits different frequencies, I guess, in terms of your hearing, like the tonal quality of the sound of somebody's voice, in those moments differs from like the deep bass sound or like something that's very thudding and intense. So I did this with Nikatos, or Nikatos, I should say. Is it Kato or Ka? I think it's Kato. But I did this with hers, where I added those really heavy duty like drums at the end. And I'm finding myself like not necessarily doing it from a drum or like a dissonant place. It's more of a rich warmth, basically. So that's really what I wanted to do in terms of Miss Sweetie's TuneX with Returner, which is embrace the richness of it, add the dimensional, like echoey type feeling to it, but almost like a pondering, like you're laying on your back in the sunshine. You might be laying on a beach, you might be laying in the forest. You're laying relaxed, the breeze blowing through, and just letting the good feelings return to you. So that's really what that was all about. Okay, the last one is one I'm only going to say the name for once because I don't really swear. But it was originally called Are You Ready for Some Fuckball? And basically, the concept was I wanted to watch a sporting event and have it dictate what I did to myself. So, football was the obvious choice. And then I had to figure out how points would be tallied and how scores would be tallied, if it would be a just one long edging session and how it would work. So, I started with the most basic plan of like everybody, as soon as they score, I'll come. You know, it's like, well, but that's not realistic because what if they score 10 touchdowns? Like, I'm a guy. Like, I know my limitations. I could probably come like four or five times in one sitting, but anything more than that would probably be, you know, stretching it. So then I had to figure out, well, maybe I penalize myself. Maybe I do a little bit of punishment for not being able to. And then I upped it a bit to basically say like, well, I know I'm going to be edging, but I just don't want to be sitting there edging because that would be boring. So I added specific tortures for offensive and defensive drives, and thank goodness, because it would have been boring if I just would have been sitting and watching TV. You'll notice the TV, you know, the audio for the TV, I can't replay it because it's the, you know, express written consent of the NFL. I think it would be very weird to write the NFL and say, hey, can we have the game audio underneath this big, like, long edging and multiple orgasm session? No, that wouldn't work out very good. However, I am giving commentary, and you do hear me. If you happen to have it TiVo'd, the Cowboys at Vikings game from December 1st, you can TiVo it and queue up my files to that broadcast if you so wish. Now, you don't have to. You can certainly listen to, you know, all 3 hours of it. You know, three of the 4 hours in this release, pretty much just me, you know, real-time edging and climaxing and stuff. But if you choose to, then you can hear me go like, okay, they're kicking off now. You know what I mean? And I basically give the drive-by-drive update. It's kind of fun. I mean, it was kind of fun in the moment. There were a couple of scary parts. The most significant one, I think, was probably figuring out that the candles were actually burning me. Not like majorly. I mean, it hurt. But it wasn't like, you know, second and third degree burns. It was just like, oh my goodness, I'm actually dripping this really hot wax on me, which I had never done before, by the way. So maybe I should tag that first time torture. Certainly with the chip clips, I've never done that as well. So first time torture, which might be fun to listen to because I think I got pretty whiny, but I also don't swear. So you're going to hear me go, you know, like hesitate and sigh and whimper and all that jazz. So all while I'm edging, which is funny. For the lazy, if you just want to hear me come, I have all of those separated and tagged in the post below. So you can definitely check that out as well. I took commercial breaks. So I listened to GWA for commercials, which was fun. And I really liked those. But I couldn't drink water. So that was another, like, torture. So I was really dry mouth pretty much the whole time. What was the other thing? Clips. If I didn't climax when they scored, then I had to spank myself. So my team, the Vikings, they did score 4 times. They actually scored once in the first half and 3 times in the second half. Now, in the second half, the last score came not in garbage time. They were trying to come back to win, but basically, it didn't look like they were going to win, with like 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. The Cowboys challenged to play on the field, or maybe the Vikings challenged. I don't remember, a play on the field. And, I was like, well, I guess this game is over. And I was like, but I want to come again. So I went a fourth time. And that's in the bonus O. And then they got the ball back and they drove and scored a touchdown. So I tried to come a fifth time, and yeah, it didn't exactly work out so well. So I would love to do it again. I think it'd be more fun with another person playing. So I'm going to work on maybe figuring out if I can do a playoff type situation. I don't know for sure. Maybe one person picks offense, one person picks defense. You know, we'd pick a team and then, like, I don't know. I'll see. But, yeah, it was really fun. This is a really fun project to do. I know I've got 2 more volumes left, and I'll probably be releasing those before the holidays are over. But most importantly, if you're listening to this and you're interested in other things that I'm doing, if you're curious, feel free to, you know, subscribe to the subreddit. I always put preview posts up the day before I post it. But you can also feel free to PM me if you have questions. The next one is going to be very yummy. That's my clue for volume four. So hopefully you appreciate and enjoy that. And thanks again for listening to this behind the scenes of 35 Volume 3, and have a great day.